It's more about relaxing. I did some yoga, you know, got some massages, hiked a little bit. So it's a little bit different than what I would do for the offseason.
Is the plan tonight to watch the Giants, the team, or individually, or what are you guys doing?
I didn't invite everybody over to my house. I know that. I don't think my girlfriend would like that. But yeah, I'll probably watch a little bit of the game. It's good to watch, you know, on the TV and hear the TV copy. You can hear the cadence a little bit and stuff like that. But yeah, I guess it's not anything different from a regular football game, just because I can't watch an NFL game feel like I'm without feeling like I'm studying anyway. So, you know, I'll tune in tonight for a little bit, and I'll obviously watch, you know, a lot more as the week unfolds.
Do you get more out of it, though, watching them go against an opponent that you guys see quite frequently, like the Vikings?
No. Every team does something different to, you know, I don't know what, you know, Minnesota's plan is to do to attack the Giants. I have no idea, so. I'll probably just watch it with the open eye and you know, kind of think what you know might possibly we might do to defend them.
With 13 straight games now, do you have to pace yourself differently without, you know, as if you had a bye in the middle of the season, so to speak?
No. I think Coach does a good job of giving us time, whether it's you know, starting late on a Monday or you know, obviously Tuesday's our off day, or tailoring it back on Wednesday. You know, our Thursday night games, he usually gives us, you know, if we play well and we win, we get the weekend off and stuff like that. So that kind of feels like a mini bye. So I think Coach, he does a good job of giving us our time to rest, just like it is another possible bye.
With the bye week and this defensive end, or these defensive guys getting healthy, what's it like getting everybody kind of back to 100 when you got a trio of talented wide receivers coming down?
You know, it's good. It's good. We need everybody out there. So it's going to be a competitive game. They got some really good receivers, and like you said, we'll tune in tonight, watch them throughout the week, and see what we can do to you know, try to limit them come Sunday.
You had the meetings with the coaches today with themselves, Scott. What came out of, like I said, I guess with the pass defense, what came out of it?
Just competing. You know, going out there and you know, competing against the receivers. It wasn't, you know, anything scheme wise or, you know, I think we should do differently. It's just, you know, we got to go out there and we got to compete and handle your own business. You know, if you're out there and you got that one guy to guard him. You know, it's a difficult game. Now, obviously, the receivers are gonna get some catches on you, but you can't give up the big plays.
Michael, when you watch a game like tonight, are you studying more scheme or personnel? Like, how do you go about it?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah, how they use some guys, obviously their scheme, that's big, you know, just with any offense. But how they use some guys, you know, like I said, I can watch any NFL game. And I feel like I'm studying, just because, you know, I'm watching other teams' offense, what, you know, how they line up formation-wise, all that stuff. So, yeah, that's just a few things I'll be watching tonight.